Hi, I'm Julia. One of the most disturbing stories that we see on the news is the all too frequent story of a person that is hurt or injured in a large group of people just walking or passing by without helping. If you're anything like me, you see the stories of group bystander interaction and think, how can those people not help? Why aren't they stopping? If you saw a person was injured, would you try and help them?
Depending if he or she was already being helped, it would determine the factor if I would help them.
But how would you help them?
Then you call the police, the popo.
So, like a car accident?
What do you mean?
A car accident. Do you know what a car accident is? A car accident happens and it's an accident. That's not supposed to happen. That's why they call it an accident.
Am I the person that hit him or her?
No. Well, I mean,
because if somebody got in a car accident, the other person would be outside of the car accident. Like, the other person would be already outside helping them.
Or what if they're just both, like, unconscious?
I mean, if I was very close, I would probably pull over and be like, yo, what's good? But, you know, I'd probably call the popo still. And
what if, like, someone was driving really horribly and ran over a stop sign and it, like, hit their head?
How would a stop sign hit their head?
just go with it. Just go with it.
Well, if a stop sign hit their head, I would drag them out of their car and make sure they're okay. And then I would ask them, why did you let a stop sign hit your head? And their answer would obviously be, well, I didn't stop. Yeah, there you go, folks.
Do you know CPR?
As of 2013, yeah.
So, meaning no?
No, I'm not currently trained on CPR.
Do you, like, remember anything?
Make sure the food pop out their mouth and, yeah. No, make sure that, you know, push on their chest. Mouth to mouth seems a little too far sometimes, but it really depends how. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Okay.
Do you think you would ever back off or get scared if you saw something you were unfamiliar with? Like someone having a seizure?
I mean, like, for example, like, if there was a guy having a seizure, I would probably call 911. But, like, for example, it could have been, like, someone on bath salts, and it could have been, like, a guy trying to eat your face off, too. So you gotta make sure you make your choices wisely. Like, you could either help a victim, like, recover from a seizure, or be a dinner for a wannabe zombie.
That's true. But how do you know, like, if they're on bath salts or not? Is there, like, a certain sign
that they want to eat your face?
Oh. That makes sense, yeah. Normal people don't eat faces.
Not many. Not many.
Thank you for your wisdom. Do you think gender plays a role in how likely you are to help a victim in need?
Not really. It's more about how you go about it. Because, like, people nowadays try to turn stuff on you. So say if, like, a woman, not trying to sell out woman, the same thing would go for a man too. If they try to, like, ask for help and they're like, oh, I didn't need your help, but you did something to distress me, then they press charges, etc., etc., and you could be the victim at that point. So, I mean, as long as I'm smart about how I help them, I think I'll be okay.
Well, I mean, for example, like, if you were to give somebody the Heimlich mover, then you first ask them, "Can I help you?" And if they say yes, then you are protected. I'm not sure by what law, but you're protected. You know that if like you were to, like you know like hurt them in the process, that you're not, you know you can't they can't press charges.
It's whoever has the better lawyer. It's with witnesses.
Yeah. Or for CPR, since they're unconscious, you're also protected because most likely when you're giving CPR, you will break their ribs.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're pushing so hard and, you know, so many reps.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it is to save their life, of course. Which is, you know, all that matters is saving people.
That is true.
Anything you want to say, Tom?
No.
Say stuff. Say words.
I don't want to say, Julia.
Say words. Cut it. Cut it. These prices so way too hot. We need to cut it.